Food. Football. The remote control. With three boys, I have to share that remote a lot, and boy, it just kills me. Respect, admiration, and sex. Well, according to Lehman, none of these are on target. Not exactly. But the last one, folks, ladies, is real close. All right? Now, it goes way beyond semantics, though. And can anyone guess what a man's number one need is? Anybody want to guess? Football. No. According to Kevin Niemann, Willard Farley, and everyone else that I was able to look up, the number one need in a man is sexual fulfillment. What Lehman said was based on what the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 7, our scripture for this morning, that husbands and wives should go apart for periods of prayer and fasting only, and then come back together. Lehman translates, here's the great saint of the church, the Apostle Paul, basically instructing husbands and wives in this way, keep your spouse satisfied, be intimate all the time. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality, the husband seeking to satisfy his wife, the wife seeking to satisfy her husband. Marriage is not a place to stand up for your rights. Marriage is a decision to serve the other, whether in bed or out. For men, I wholeheartedly believe that our inability to show affection is a crucial problem. Remember, affection is the environment of the marriage, gentlemen. Sex is the special event. However, at the same time, it does wonders for a wife to grasp just how special a man finds sex. Your husband isn't pawing and grabbing at you because he has turned into this lusting monster. He's pawing and grabbing at you, wives, because he needs something, and quite honestly, many times we don't really quite know what. In his book, Willard Harley writes, His Needs, Her Needs, he says that most men tell him that they wish they did not have the sex drive that they had. It gets in the way. Besides listing this, this is a man's number one need, I just want to mention a couple of things which you can consider. Ladies, this need is as real and important to a man as is your need for affection. You've got to respect that. You've got to respect that. The fact that it's different, the fact that it's a different need than yours means it's just different. It's not wrong. It's not uneducated or dumb or like some women believe that I've heard, it's an act of rape. It is just the way we are wired, the way God created us. The second thing, wives can meet their husband's need for sexual fulfillment goes way beyond providing a physical body for his physical pleasure. That's caveman mentality. It's just wrong. That's the stuff of Hollywood and Jerry Springer. For sex to be fulfilling for your husband, he needs his wife to be interested, open, and aggressive. And maybe even occasionally, initiating. Unless a woman joins her husband in the sexual experience, writes Harley, his need for sex remains unmet. Therefore, wives, keeping the letter of the law, like 1 Corinthians talks about, does no good. You know, just kind of giving yourself up. That's not what we're talking about this morning. Being equally engaged. Being equally engaged. The key is communication. Tell each other about what you want and need and are feeling. And then listen to your spouse and share the same. Well, let's remember a few things for today. As far as premarital sex, if you respect yourself and your future spouse, save yourself for that one special person. Guys, a woman's primary fundamental need is affection. And that is a what? That's a what? An environment. Women, a man's number one need is the need for sexual fulfillment. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this subject, this awesome gift that you have given a husband and wife to experience together. A sacred time, Lord, when we can be together, sharing not only bodies, but our souls, Lord. We thank you so much for this gift. And we ask that you anoint us powerfully so that we, Lord, can keep it sacred. So, Lord, we can keep it special. So, Lord, we can look at each other as spouses and think, I am so blessed to have you as my spouse. Be with us, God. We give you thanks and praise. Amen. Next week, putting the back into your marriage is what we'll talk about. So come along and see how God leads us through that subject. Don't forget the reading list that I put in your bulletins. And also, here are the books right up here, if you, at least most of the books, if you care to look at those after worship. Please join me now for our song of invitation. To God be the glory. Let us do the first and the second stanza. Please stand if you're able. 98.